Yeshu, Chelek Beis, Tav Samech Aleph, the 23rd Perek, entitled Amolek. The Pesukim in Beshalach, Shame'u Amim Yir Gozun, Chil Ochaz Yeshevei Ploshes. All of these words connote trembling by the nations. Oz Nivhalu Alufei Edoim, Eilei Moyav Yoichazei Moyroad, and Amoygo Kol Yeshevei Chenoan. The inhabitants of Canaan melted. There was a tremendous fear among all these nations. Amalek loy pachad veloy ra'ad. Amalek, in contrast, was not afraid, did not tremble. Vayavoy Amalek vayilocham im Yisrael birfidim. They, in fact, waged war. Zehu haseine hagadol. That's the great enemy of Klal Yisrael. Es ze leumas ze asa Elokim. The pasuk in Koheles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has balance in the world. So, Kodesh Yisrael l'Hashem reishis tevu asoy. The pasuk in Yirmiyah refers to Klal Yisrael as Reishis. On the other hand, Reishis Goyim Amalek. In Parshas Balak, Bilam describes Amalek as Reishis Goyim. It's the counterpart to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael in Kedusha and Amalek on the other side. Mosai Huba. When did Amalek come? Ben Kiryas Yam Suf Umatan Tira. Between the splitting of the sea and Matan Tira. Achshav Nihiyu Bnei Yisrael Le'am. Israel have become a nation. They're about to receive their finality, to take on the Torah, Torah Kedoshah. Amalek comes in the middle of this process to hold it back, to destroy, to prevent the conclusion of the formation of Klal Yisrael. Aval yesh lanu klal. We have a klal that im matzav haklal Yisrael eitan mibifnim. If Klal Yisrael on the inside is solid, ein pur anus ba mibachutz, then we have nothing to fear from the outside. As Gemara says, bechoroi stafei ma leshon shel refidim. This place where this war took place with Amalek. Why is it called refidim? Shel Rabbi Chanina v'anal Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua replies, sheripu atzman midivrei teira. The author will discuss this in a moment. What does this mean? Simply translated, they weaken themselves. They became lax in the Divrei Torah. V'chein omer, another pasuk, lo yifnu avois el bonim mirifyon yodaim. So Amalek necham im Yisrael biyosam mirifyon yodaim. Amalek can only wage war with Israel when there's a situation within Klal Yisrael of rifyon yodaim. The author now explains this. Rifyon yodaim einu bitul Torah. It's not a concept of being mevatel Torah. That's called Bitul Torah. Rifyon Yadayim refers to something else. Inyan acher yesh baze. Nir'ena ma kasuv lifnei melechemes Amalek. See what is written before melechemes Amalek. Vayikra sheim ha-makoyim masa umriva. This place was called masa umriva, connoting quarreling. Al riv b'nei Yisrael v'al nasasem es Hashem. Because of the quarreling of Israel, their testing of Hashem. Le'mor ha-yeish Hashem b'kebenu im ayin. Is Hashem in our midst or not? The author says, chalila lonu lehavin. It's impossible to understand that Dor De'ah would have had doubts about Hashem's presence in the midst. B'matzav shel kiryas yam suf, when they've just experienced that, anonei kavoid uman, they're experiencing anonei kavoid in the man. I efshar lishoil she'ela kazeis. It cannot be understood in its simplistic sense. Kedei la'amod al oimek ha'inyan, to understand well this question of Bnei Yisrael, Aleinu ladas sheyesh etzel ha-boireh shete midos gvois me'oid. That the boireh has two levels as follows. Ha'elyonani keis ayin. The supreme one, the highest one, is called ayin. That form of hanhaga, that form of hashgacha, which of course connotes none, not being. Mipnei she'ein livnei adam shum hasaga, but it's so high that bnei adam have no conception of it. As Chazal say elsewhere, one cannot grasp it whatsoever. The second midah, which flows from the upper one, is called yesh, which is the opposite of ayin. It connotes being. It's the wisdom of Kadosh Baruch Hu that we have some sort of conception of. This is the question posed by Dor HaMidbar. Which form of hanagah are they experiencing? Hamidah ha'elyona nikes ayin, or izo nikes yesh? Is it the supreme one, of which we have no conception, for a slightly lower level, which is called Yesh. This is connoted in those words above. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin. Which form of Hanhaga? Harei Zoi Chakira Gvoha Ad Me'oid. It is a very sophisticated question. Karaui Lador De'a. Befitting the Dor De'a. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu Lav Shom Ta'alu Masa Moshe Rabbeinu. Argues with them, rebukes them. Ma tenasun es Hashem? Why are you trying Hashem? Vekara Hashem ha-makoyim hu masa meriva. And he calls this place masa meriva, connoting strife, enmity, quarreling, al nasei sam es Hashem. They tested Hashem. Im shalu shela amuka kaze. So they're asking such a deep question. Which form of hanaga is leading them? Lama nitbu aleh. What's the claim? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have any claims on them? Well, come and see Achazal explain the criticism of Klal Yisrael. Vayavoy Amolek, that's the war. Somach parasha ze lemikra ze. The two paragraphs are juxtaposed. Leimar tamid ani beinechem. To tell the Jewish people, I'm among you. Umzuman lechol tzorchechem. I'm taking care of all your needs. V'atem omrim hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. And you have all sorts of questions. Chayeichem shakelev ba v'neshech eschem. It's an oath by your life. The dog will come and bite you. Then you will cry out to me and know where I am. Mashal adam shekib benoy al kseifo yetzal aderech. Here Chazal compare it to a person who puts his young son on his shoulder and is traveling. Haya ois aben roi chefetz v'omer, Abba, toil chefetz ze v'tenli. At some point the boy sees some shiny object and says, Abba, please take this. Pick it up and give it to me. The one is saying, "V'chen shnei v'chen shi." Happens again. Happens a third time. Paga be'adam echad. Then later on, they come across a certain person. Amalu Esa ben Chayis es Abba. And the child says to this other traveler, "Have you seen my father?" Amalu Aviv encha yedei echan. What, you don't know where I am? I've been picking up all these things for you. You don't know where I am. He shlichoy me'alav uva kelev unshachoy. So he casts him off his shoulder, and a dog comes and bites him. להבין אוי מקיינן, צריכים לעמוד כאן על עניין המויק. To understand this more deeply, we need to understand the following. בנויח נאמר, אס האלוקים יסלח נויח. The expression is that נויח walked אס האלוקים, with God. באברהם נאמר, יסלח לפוני. In לך לך, אברהם is told, walk ahead of me, or before me. לכלל ישראל נאמר, אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכו. Walk after. So הרי יש ללכס עם השם, לפניו, או אחריו. רק לא ללכס לבד. So there are three options. With Hashem, that's Noach. לפניו, that's Abraham. אחריו, that's Klal Yisrael. But not to walk alone. כמו היא בכל הנגס אדם ישראל, כך הוא גם במחשבה. So too, this idea applies in thought. יש מחשבה המסלווה אל הבוירה. There's a thought that accompanies or is accompanied by the Creator. ובכל דבר ובכל עניין שיסקס בו, whatever that thought is, no matter what the concept is, he ממשמשס הזכיר בסי. That thought is constantly feeling the closeness of הקדוש ברוך הוא. זה מחשבה אמיתית של תירא. This is how it's supposed to be, that the thought is constantly in association with הקדוש ברוך הוא. ויש מחשבה אפילו בתירא שאינה ממשמשס הסבירה. There could be thoughts even in תירא, which is not in close association, not touching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uch'ilu adam b'machshatoi levadoi, as if the person in his thought is himself, by himself. V'tiyezo filo machshava amuka me'oid. It could be a very profound, very deep thought. Aval einah mekareves esaborei la'adam, oi ha'adam el boroi. It's not something that draws the Creator nearer to the person, or the person nearer to his Creator, as he merachekes esem imenu. Mimele, it distances the person from the Creator. אדם יכול לעסוק בחקירה עמוקה מאוד בענייני אמונה. A person is quite capable of being involved in deep investigations in concepts of אמונה, אבל בסר חקירה עשוי בבחינת לבדוי. In the midst of all of this investigation, he's really alone. ואינו מרגיש בקרב עשוי. It's not connected to הקדוש ברוך הוא. זוהי מחשבה מרחקת עשוי. And this is the type of thought that distances the two, אבל פי שאין בעצם מחשבה דבר פסול. Even though the מחשב itself is not, there's nothing innately wrong with it. זהו עניין עמויק. It's a deep concept. ומתוך עמק עניין זה ניגש לפרשס נסייסם את השם למו היש השם כבינים עין. It's from this perspective that we approach this accusation of Moshe. You tested Hashem when you said the יש השם כבינים עין. It was a deep investigation. They wanted to know something profound. Moshe characterized this chakira as testing Hashem, challenging Hashem. וחזל המשילו אסם לבנוי עמוקה ולכספוי ושל היכן אבא. חזל took it very far and compared it to this child sitting on his father's shoulder and daring to ask, where's my father? החקירה הישה עמוקה, אבל לפי מדרג הסם הנראה נתבעו על כך שבמחשבתם זו הלכו לבד. וחקירה may have been deep, but according to their level, they were criticized in that they were going alone, not with הקדוש ברוך הוא. תוך כדי מחשבתם לא הרגישו שהם כביכול מורכבים על כספם של הקדוש ברוך הוא. Through all this thinking, they did not sense that they are, so to speak, sitting on הקדוש ברוך הוא's shoulders. אילא זה יש החקירה הזו מגדר מחשבה המרחקת ממנו. This investigation really was a type of thought that distanced them from Hashem ולא מחשבה מקרבת. עצר כאן קורא חביבי, you should stop here, reader. ויסעמק היטב להבין עניין זה על בוריוי כי עמוקו. You should go delve deeply into this to understand it properly because this is a deep concept. Al tevi'a ze nikra makom refidim sherfu yadayim batera. So it's regarding this accusation of Moshe that the place was called refidim, where the hands were weakened. And again, the ein ze bitul tera. We said right at the outset, it's not a reference to bitul tera, ele rifyon shel machshava. It's a weakening of one's thought in the category of walking alone. This is the inner cause for why Amalek came. This very subtle point of weakness, of laxity, was then projected by Amalek from the outside in an exaggerated, in a very amplified manner. Asher korecha baderech, the pasuk says at the end of Kisetze, the last paragraph there, korecha baderech, the simple pshat encountered you. But Chazal, we know, tell us, kirecha v'yifshercha mirisevascha, cooled you down. He cooled you off from your passion. Hakerirus hadaka b'machshavtam, that very subtle cooling off in the thought, hera Amalek lem b'milchamtoi b'chutz. Amalek showed them through the war on the outside, on the corresponding level on the outside. כמשל האמבטיה הרויסחת שאין קומביה יכול לרד בשיחה. Rashi there something Chazal, like that mashal of the very hot pool of water that nobody sane would touch. בא בן בליעל אחד קפץ וירד לשיחה. This thug comes and just jumps in. אף על פי שנכווה, יקרא אויסה בפני אחרים. Even though that thug becomes scalded, but now he makes it cooler and others can follow. V'dor ha-de'a hevin, Dor ha-de'a understood all of this, understood the rebuke. V'yis'u me'refidim v'yavu midbar Sinai. They traveled then from Refidim and they came to Midbar Sinai. Say Chazal, and Rashi quotes them, למה הוא צריך לחזור ולפרש מהיכן נשאו? Why again tell us that they left Refidim? ואלוהי כבר כוסה שברפידים היו חוינים, that's where they were. וידוע שמשם נשאו, if that's where they were, presumably they left from there. The answer is, אלא להקיש נסיעסם מרפידים לביאסם לדבר סיני. The Torah wants to emphasize the connection, the juxtaposition between leaving Refidim and coming to מדבר סיני. מה ביעסם לדבר סיני בשובה, אף נסיעסם מרפידים בשובה. Just as when they came to Midbar Sinai through a state of tshuva, the pasuk through the juxtaposition is teaching us that when they left Refidim, it was through tshuva. In Parshas Yisroi, Revi'i, Rashi Sham from the Mechilta. Hador de'a hevin al ma ba'amalek. They understood why Amalek came based on our explanation above. Ve'asu teshuva. Bis tshuva zo yibau le'sina lekabel tira. That is the state from which they came to receive tira. Vayana se'isam es Hashem b'Refidim v'geder. This challenging of Hashem had the aspect of Ein Adam Oimed al Divrei Tera, Elim Kenichshal Bahem. Chazal says this in Gittin Daf Mem Gimel. A person does not truly ascertain words of Torah unless he first stumbles and fails in them. This is what happened here. They came to Har Sinai to receive Torah in the highest possible way through having failed in that aspect before. ולימוד זה ושובה זה היו הכרחיים לקבל הסתרה. That's what the author now says. This lesson that they learned and the corresponding tshuva were essential to receive the Torah. Now they understood that the aspect of Torah is what the apostle calls livyas chen. It's all the time in association with Hashem, connected, livya in the sense of attachment. A Torah personality has to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefanav ve'acharav, as we said above, with its different aspects, before, behind, different aspects. Achlol aleches levad b'derech hayav, but not to walk alone in the path of life. Ve'afilu b'machshava, even in thought. Ve'gam b'machshavas haTorah, what we said above, even in Torah thoughts. Yeish mahalach machshava ha-merachik mimenu yisborach. There are certain thought processes that distance one from Hashem. Yeish mahalach ha-mekarev elav. There are thought processes that draw one near to Him. Ad shehu margish shehu mokam al kesef aviv yisborach. It draws a person nearer to the point where Chazal compare it to sitting on his father's shoulders. Im yedi'a zois halchu levetach lekabel Torah. It's with this knowledge that they went to receive Torah with confidence, and they couldn't have done it otherwise. Mahalach shene lichoira mehana lilu motzim b'farashas zachoy. Farashas zachoy, we find what appears to be a different process, a different explanation. Ne'ayena b'ma shekodem lefarashas. At the end of Kisaytzei, before what happens with Amalek, we read, lo hiye lecha b'vayisecha eifa ve'ifa gedoila uktana. It's the parsha of midois, weights and measures. Don't have different weights and measures that are not correct. Even shleima v'tzedek yelecha, eifa shleima v'tzedek yelecha, you must have correct weights and measures. Leman yarichun yarichu yamecha al adama she'ashem k'chanes elecha, in order that you have long life upon the land that Hashem gives you. Ki soy avas Hashem elokecha kol oise ele kol oise ovel. Hashem, it's an abomination to Him, those who use wrong weights and measures. And then, then begins this parsha of remembering that which Amalek did. And Rashi explains, Zachor es asher asa lecha, the juxtaposition, im shikarta b'midos u'b'mishkalos. If Bnei Yisrael are not truthful with weights and measures, hevei do'eg migirui ha'yev, you should worry then from the enemy. Sheneimar moiznei mirma to'yavas Hashem. A different pasuk speaks about a scale which is crooked, it's not accurate, and it's an abomination to Hashem. Uchsiv basre, bazadoin ve'evoi kaloin. That afterwards comes all sorts of trouble. So the author explains, kan ba mitzvas zechiras amalek b'emshech la'azaras sheker b'midois. It seems to be different from what we've been talking about above. The mitzvah of zechiras amalek comes as a continuation, as Rashi explained from Chazal, a continuation of the warning of the Torah, not to be untruthful, not to be to have fraudulent business practices when it comes to weights and measures. The Harayal Hemshech Zehim Mishlei, as we see over here from Mishlei Yud Aleph, Moznei Mirmat Avas Hashem Be'Even Shlema Ratzinoi, that a crooked scale is an abomination to Hashem, with an Even Shlema, a weight stone, which is correct, Ratzino, that's His will. Miska Shesham Rabbeinu Yonah Alma Huzkak Shlomo Melech Alav Hashalem Lichtoiv Davar Zeh Shekasuk Kvar Batera. Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary to Mishlei, finds it difficult why Shlomo Melech had to mention this, all these ideas about correct weights and measures, which is a whole parasha in the Torah. U'medayeku Mehemshech HaKesuvim. In answering that difficulty, Rabbeinu Yonah is medayek from the following psukim, Ki Etzem Midas Achas Shekerito Avas Hashem. The existence of these scales is already a to'ava, v'chen mozne mirma, af al pi shelohonu ba'alein ba'hin. Even if the owner doesn't actually use it to deprive customers, the very existence of weights and measures and scales which are not accurate is already a sheker. Ki metzi'usan eitzel ha'adam hi to'ava. The fact that a person possesses such things is already a to'iva, is already an abomination. Hagra b'ferush ha-pasuk mosif, the Gaon in his commentary to the pasuk in Mishlei adds, ha-moided im even she'einah shelima, v'afil mocher b'yoyshel. A person who measures with a weight that isn't complete, even if he then sells truthfully. So he knows, let's say, that the stone is 10% deficient, so he measures the merchandise with the stone and then adds 10%, he deducts from the price based on his knowledge of the deficiency in the weight stone. Eino yiser etzonoi. That's not the will of Hashem. Kirak even sheleimar etzonoi. What I want, what Hashem wants, is a complete stone. I'm talking about these weight stones. That, yeah, the stone weighs 1 kilo. V'yeshlimdot davka im even shlema. One has to measure specifically with a correct weight. V'acharon acharon haralbag kosav Hashem. The Ralbag in his commentary to Mishlei writes, Hinei to'ivas Hashem mishishkola de'ois b'mozne mirma. It's a to'iva to Hashem to measure in such a way. But here we're talking about de'ois. V'hu asher lo yeda lizeher be'iyunoi me'advarim ha'mat'im. This is already much closer to what we said before. Talking about a person who is in his iyun, in his thoughts, in his investigations, is not careful from those things that mislead. The omnam retzonoi, but the Hashem's will is shishkelu asam be'even shleima, to use even shleima, shelot yisach tisefes v'lo yichisarin, without having too much or too little. V'ze omnam yeh bishmiras hadrachim v'asedarim. That comes to the person by preserving various things asher yeyishiru ha'adam l'shomro me'ataus ba'iyun. He must make sure that he's guarded when he's investigating. This is much very similar to what we were saying before, that the problem was in terms of their thought processes that were not close to Hashem. The author concludes, gam al pi perushei Rabbeinu Yonah ve'agra yesh lavin, even according to them, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gra, which are not as explicit as the Ralbag. Nonetheless, we have to understand, ki azharas ha'tera b'farashas even shlema. What the Torah warns about in the parashiyos of weights and measures, einena mistapekes b'isu gezel be'alma, is not merely the prohibition of gezel, of selling too little, ela isur chadash yeshkan, there's something else. Ki etzem metzius even ve'even b'bayis ha'teva, the very existence of incorrect weights and measures in a person's home, business, is an abomination. Afilu im ein kavanas adam lishtamesh ben, even if the person doesn't intend to use them. Ve'yeshan lomai, therefore, in conclusion, we can say, ki oisoi inyan shekoranu machshava merachekes o machshava mekarevis, what you called on the previous page, a thought, which can be a Torah thought, but it distances a person from Hashem, or a thought that draws him near, b'mile de shemaya, in concepts of shemaya. Hu inyan mozne morma b'mile de alma. The corresponding concept in mundane matters is a scale which is not accurate. Etzem metziusa shel mozne mirma bebayis u'misod merachek shito avas Hashem. Like we said a few times now, the very existence of incorrect scales in a house is already something that drives a person from Hashem. Uvaralbag miforashinu mamash bedomeh lemashnis be'leil befarashas ve'yomelev. In the Ralbag, it's explicit what he's saying. That it's what you said above in Parshas Vayavoy Amalek. There was a thought over here within Klal Yisrael, which the Torah calls Rifyoin. Again, not Bitul Torah, but Rifyoin Sherafu Yedehem in HaTorah. A thought process which on the surface appears to be very deep and very profound, but was a thought process detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uzchoyer ki hadvarim amukim, says the author. You should remember this because this is a very deep concept. Adkan.